AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The once and future Hurricane Hermine is regaining strength as it moves up the East Coast. The storm has caused two deaths, damaged properties, and left hundreds of thousands without electricity from Florida to Virginia. Terrell County Sheriff Darrell Liverman says one of the deaths was in North Carolina when winds tipped an 18-wheeler, killing the driver on a bridge that connects the Outer Banks to the mainland.
We had rain and high wind both at the time that the accident occurred.
The storm spawned a tornado in the state and has closed beaches as far north as New York. Authorities say two unarmed officers are in critical condition after being shot in the lobby of a Central California jail. Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims says the alleged shooter has a long criminal record.
Tong Vang entered the main lobby of the Fresno County Jail. He came in saying that he wanted to visit somebody and tried to get to the head of the line. He failed to comply with orders to get in the back of the line, continued to act agitated, walking around the lobby.
She says the man pulled out a gun and started shooting. The suspect surrendered. In Minnesota, the remains of a boy who's been missing for 26 years have been found. Correspondent Amy Forlitti reports no one has been arrested for the boy's abduction in 1989, but investigators last year spoke to a person of interest in the case.
Danny Heinrich, he's 53 years old, and Mr. Heinrich was not charged in connection with Jacob's case at all, but he was charged on 25 federal counts of child pornography.
A law enforcement official gave no name, but says only a person of interest in the abduction took authorities to a field in central Minnesota last week. Philadelphia police say they've had to clear an outdoor concert stage after more than 1,000 people rushed it during a weekend show. This is AP Radio News. At St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis spoke to thousands of volunteers from around the world gathered to celebrate the life of Mother Teresa, saying the late nun deserves sainthood. Correspondent Francis D'Amelia reports hundreds of thousands of admirers of Mother Teresa are expected to attend the late nun's canonization ceremony.
The police have explained people need to get there early, need to be patient. There'll be hand searches. There will be a mass, and at a certain point during the mass, Mother Teresa will be formally proclaimed a saint.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says his state had more than $8.7 billion in damage from flooding last month. He's asking Congress to approve $2 billion in federal aid for the state for housing, economic development, and infrastructure. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.